Today is Thursday, August 23rd, 2018, and we are here in the meeting room at Raven Landing, the founder's room. I am Nona Howard, and I'm here with Judy Romans. And thank you so much for coming today and being a part of our Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. We'll start out with a little biographical information today. Can you tell us where you were born and when?
I was born in Beloit, Kansas, July 16th, 1941. And it was hot.
That's a hot area.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your life there, your growing up, your family.
Well, I have an older sister that was 5 years older than I, and my dad was a wheat farmer in Kansas. His father was a wheat farmer, and there was five kids, and they all farmed. And my dad just couldn't make it as a farmer. It was the Dust Bowl and lots going on. So we moved to Kansas City, and he worked, and I can't tell you who he worked for, but we lived in Kansas City for a while. I remember going to school in Kansas City. It must have been kindergarten or something. Then we moved to Denver, Colorado, and my dad worked for a natural gas company. And then we eventually moved to Arvada, and that's where I lived until I came to Alaska. I went through all my schooling in Arvada. It was a small suburb of Denver at that time. It was 25 miles outside of Denver, but now it's just part of it.
So you had one sibling that was older than you were?
Yes, five years.
It was a brother?
Sister.
Sorry. Okay. So tell me about your years in elementary school.
I liked the school, as I recall, and it was fun. I don't recall what kind of student I was. It was uneventful. It was, in the early 50s, and life was very good, and we just, was a very small town, and it was just a happy time. I remember us.
Now, were you really close with your sister during school? No, because
no.
She was older than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 5 years. We were never close until she was out of high school and got married, and then I got married, but then I was in Alaska then, but we got closer.
So you graduated from high school?
Yes.
And what did you do then?
I got married.
So where did you meet your husband?
I met him my junior year. He was in, he was raised in Anchorage. His parents died when he was quite young, and his older brother lived in Anchorage, and he was named his guardian. So my husband, Earl, and his younger brother, Albert, came to Alaska, to Anchorage, and lived with him. And when he got, Earl got out of high school, he went back to go to school in Colorado at the Colorado A&M in Fort Collins. It's now Colorado State University. But he went back there, and I met him at a drive-in one night. Drive-ins were very popular during my high school years, And so met him then, and then we dated till I graduated and then got married.
Okay.
And then he worked and was going to go to, continue to go to college, and I got pregnant. And that was not in the cards at that time. So we came back to Alaska, and we've been here ever since.
So what year did you come back?
1961.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and was your child born here, or was your child born in?
My oldest son was born in Colorado,
in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we moved here, I think, when he was 1 and a half or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what about your other children?
My second son was conceived here, but it was a situation where I felt I was fairly new to Fairbanks, and I felt that any doctor that practiced here must have been kicked out of the United States. So I went back to Denver to deliver my son, which has made him make comments to his mother that he didn't think that was necessary. He just tells everybody he was born in Alaska because he was...
Yeah, after he was born, he was brought straight back.
Yeah, we came right back.
And did you have other children?
Yes, I have two more, a third son, and then our fourth child was a girl. So we have three sons and one daughter.
Do they all live in Alaska?
Yes, they do. Two of my oldest and youngest son live here in Fairbanks. My middle son lives in Anchorage, and my daughter lives in Palmer. With their families.
Their families here. So, did you ever work outside the home?
Yes, I did. I worked several little jobs. Worked for Dairy Queen. And then I worked for State Farm Insurance, Jack Randolph, for several years. And then... When my two youngest were getting ready to graduate, I went to work for the court system, and I worked there for 8 years, and then I went to the university and worked there for another 20.
And you retired from the university?
Yes.
Very good. What did you do at the university?
I was a travel coordinator for a large research grant, the Center for Alaska Native Health Research. They did research in the Kuskokwim area as far as obesity, diabetes, heart. They were doing research there.
Oh, that sounds like an exciting job.
It was interesting, yes.
Okay, now let's just go back a little bit. Is there anything that you would like to tell us about your parents or your ancestors that we haven't spoken about?
I don't remember. My grandma and grandpa, my mother's parents, I remember my grandma, and I was young, and she passed away when I was an adult. But my grandpa died, and then my dad's parents died when I was real young. I don't remember. And they were from Kansas, and all of them were from Kansas and lived there. And don't know a whole lot about my ancestors. I have a lot of German, and I understand there's some Danish involved in there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know more. But my parents were hard workers, and they were good to us and did the best they could. And it was a time, I feel, in America that was a really family time. It was family oriented. And as kids growing up, you know, neighborhoods, you played outside till 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, it was just a relaxed living.
Yes. Okay, and anything about your career that you would like your children to know about?
I was fortunate enough to stay with the kids when they were growing up, and was, you know, when you have four kids, daycare would be pretty expensive, and I wasn't that valuable in the workforce that I would make that much to. And my husband was a small businessman, and we lived above our business. And so
tell us what business he had.
My husband had Alaskan Battery. He made some heavy duty batteries for cars and boats and airplanes. And his brother, his brother's boss had started the company in Anchorage, and then his brother bought it, and then they started a branch here in Fairbanks, and Earl worked for them for a couple of years. Then he started his own business.
Here in Fairbanks. Okay, can you tell us what your fondest memories are?
Of?
Anything, your fondest memories.
I would have to say my fondest memories involve family. I remember my mother's siblings, us getting together for picnics and going visiting them, and just a lot of laughter and happiness. And then as a kid, I remember that. And then as an adult, our kids were probably the center of our lives. And of course, Earl had to put in long hours, but our lives really did revolve around our four children, and they really made us very proud, and they're good kids, and we had a lot of fun. So I enjoy my kids and grandkids now.
Yeah, very good. And they're all here in Alaska, so you get to see them.
Except for I have seven granddaughters, and they're spreading their wings. They want to see the real world, you know, so some of them have left the state.
Oh, they'll probably be back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, can you tell us about how you came to be at Raven Landing?
Well, when my husband and I had a business, and when he passed away in 2013, I rented the property, the upstairs that we lived in, for residential, and the downstairs was commercial, and I rented it for a few years, and that it's kind of involved, you know, having renters and keeping everybody happy and maintenance and all that. And so I decided I would sell the building. And then due to circumstances that were beyond our control, we had kind of gotten in trouble with the EPA. EPA had been formed in 1986, I think it was, and we were named a Superfund site. And so there was a lot of cleanup, and we had to, we were sued for millions of dollars, and eventually the case was dismissed against us, but they felt our site was contaminated. And so when I went to sell the building, I had buyers, but the EPA came back in and said if anything was ever found, the new buyers would be responsible for it. So I had lots of trouble selling it. But once I sold it, I had bought a condo and felt that that would be my forever home. It was a cute one, and I was very happy there. But financially, I found I could not afford it due to the circumstances that I... And so I lived with my kids about a year, the two local kids, and well, one local son, and then I'd go down and stay with my daughter in Palmer, and decided I wanted to go to Raven's Landing. I would get lonely, and in the evenings could be long, and I thought maybe this kind of atmosphere would be attractive. I'd heard no negative comments about this, and I felt that it might work for me. And then I had friends that were that lived here, and their comments were very positive, and I thought I would like to do that. So I moved in, and I've been
very
happy.
So what's been your experience here?
I moved in March 1st, and what is that? That's only a few months I've been here. But it's above and beyond what I thought it would. I'm fortunate to have gotten the apartment that I wanted. And I have a small dog, Gracie. And she's kind of the center of my life right now. And it's just a great location. And then the people here are just fantastic. And I just can't say anything negative.
Well, thank you, Judy. Okay, now a fun and final question. What is your favorite age and why? What is the favorite age that you have been and why?
My favorite age and what?
And why?
Boy, that's hard. There, you know, different stages in your life. I would say as I've gotten older, probably, maybe, I have a hard time. Maybe my 50s and stuff. I mean, 40s and 50s, my kids were raised, they were having families, everybody was happy, and they were involved, and our health was good, and we were able to do some of the things we wanted.
Yeah.
And so it was probably it was not no real pressures. Mm-hmm. And I can't say any of them were horrible. Sometimes different situations you go through, but that's normal. I think for everybody has problems, and you weather the storm and move on. So, but I think overall, probably my middle age was probably my happiest.
Your happiest, your fondest memories. Is there anything else that you would add before we close? Anything that you would like your great-grandchildren to remember or to know?
Well, I just, other than that we were fortunate to come to Fairbanks and make a home. I think it was a wonderful place to raise a family. My children had opportunities here they would have never had any place else, I don't think, in the lower 48. And it was just a good life here, and I'm so thankful that our family was able to be raised here and go to church here, and such a beautiful state.
Well, thank you, Judy, for being with us and for telling your story.
Thank you.